Hello, I'm Dr. Sandra Freyhofer. Welcome to Medicine Matters. The topic, the safety of airport security scanners. Here's why it matters. Airport security is a must for public safety, but are the methods used to scan us safe? Could the radiation emitted hurt us? What about privacy issues? These questions and more were answered in a new report from the AMA Council on Science and Public Health. Exposure to ionizing radiation can damage DNA. Babies are more sensitive to cancer-causing effects of radiation than adults. For fetuses in the womb, radiation exposure can increase risk of birth defects. Cancer risk from radiation exposure decreases as we get older. But understand that not all scanners are the same. The so-called backscatter models use low levels of ionizing radiation to make images. The newer millimeter wave models use radio waves instead, so there's no ionizing radiation. The good thing is that radiation exposure from the backscatter units is low intensity. Most exposure is by the skin, and most of the rays are reflected back by the skin. Some radiation is absorbed by internal organs, but not that much. The amount of radiation exposure from one backscatter X-ray security scan is very small. It's less than a tenth of a microsievert, which is less radiation exposure than you get from eating a banana. The radiation you get from a regular chest X-ray is 20 microsieverts. A mammogram is 400 microsieverts. A chest CT is 7,000 microsieverts. The reality is that all of us are exposed to background radiation from the atmosphere. High altitudes from air travel increase radiation exposure due to cosmic rays. You get 700 times more radiation exposure from a transatlantic flight, 70 microsieverts, than you do from one backscatter scan. Privacy issues are another matter. They are a concern. These scanners produce detailed images of your body. Very detailed images. Some might call them R-rated. This has many passengers concerned. It also got the attention of Congress. That's why Congress mandated special scanner software to make these images more generic and less embarrassing. The company that makes the backscatter machines could not meet the software deadline, so its contract was not renewed. So the backscatter scanners are now history, at least in airports. TSA supposedly replaced them all with millimeter wave machines as of June 2013. For Medicine Matters, I'm Dr. Sandra Freyhofer.